Bowfinger International Pictures, how may I direct your call? Well, hi, what is it?
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Tell him the title.
Chubby Rain.
What?
What?
Chubby Rain. Tell him why.
Okay, why, see, why?
The aliens come down to Earth in the raindrops.
Yeah.
Making the raindrops chubby.
Aliens in the raindrops. Chubby Rain. I mean, the end of this movie, when our hero, Keith Kincaid, looks up at the alien antenna and says,
come on, enter.
Gotcha,
suckers.
I mean, that's a moment.
I mean, that is a moment.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the Casey and Domenico podcast.
I'm already laughing too much.
Steve, I'd like to welcome you here to another podcast.
You're going
to
welcome me to my own podcast?
Your own podcast. It's been a while, so we're back.
This is how we started out. Okay, welcome.
Welcome, everybody, to the Chasing Domenico podcast.
Thank God.
Officially, we're here.
Episode 55, and today we are celebrating comedy movie quotes from 90s classic Bowfinger.
Ow. Tough guys like you don't get far in this world, mister.
Mister, feel me? This is chapter 5, Look Alive. You gonna say it with me? This is chapter 5, Look Alive, the show. And any Will Ferrell...
Say what?
Will Ferrell character can stop by anytime. Let's see who the fuck's coming by this time, D.
Oh, hi, Cam Brady.
Schools is this nation's backbone.
Oh, words of a prophet there.
Schools is this nation's backbone.
Will Ferrell for president.
Listen to the Ron Burgundy podcast.
Yes.
Listen to the first episode. It's coming out every Thursday at iHeartRadio, and you can get it in any pod app you have.
Yes, this podcast is rated PG-13 for...
Fuck! Damn it! Fuck!
God damn it!
God damn it! What the fuck is going on?
Cursing!
Better and better, man. It's a great run.
You must listen to this podcast at maximum volume or with headphones, preferably, because that's how we mix it. We don't mix it normal. We mix it all fucked up. But do it with the
like
headphones,
record,
and it'll sound good.
Yeah, it'll
consider
sound
the duration of this whole train wreck podcast a staycation from your problems.
Our motto here is hashtag
laughter is medicine. My podcast is the 80s New York City style in the village Rocky Horror Show party of atmospheric fun.
With, seven titles.
With group participation.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player.
I is gonna play.
Domenico is a New York City based recording artist, and you can find all her music, podcasts, and all things D at DominicoArtist.com.
Boom.
All her social media accounts are under Domenico Artist.
Domenico Artist.
Domenico
one
Artist.
Word. That's not my name, but that's what everything is under.
Domenico.
Domenico.
Club 96.
Club 96. Anyway, follow me on Facebook. I have a blue check, so it's really me. You're not being catfished.
Also on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram.
New listeners, welcome to the party. I offer you friendship, acceptance, and connection. Ooh. Connecting in harmony.
I feel connected already.
Good.
If you enjoy comedy movie quotes.
Tough guys like you don't get far in this world, mister.
If show buddy. If you're part of the GAC family and like the paranormal show Ghost Adventures...
These are our Ghost Adventures.
Today we're revisiting Mineral Springs Hotel.
Oh, that was a great
today
one,
in Evolution Revolution section, I talk about anxiety. And I discuss self-empowerment while blocking cyberbullying.
Nice.
See, like, you get two things for one buck.
Two bangs for one bing.
What?
You like to laugh.
Yes.
If you like to get silly and have some fun and play, I got something to tell yous.
Oh, okay.
This is the podcast for you.
We are definitely going to Cancun. And you're going to pay for things.
Thanks, Cam.
There's the Inception train all aboard. Right. Next stop, Planet Tolmac Transport. You like me? Caught in the rain, too.
Two things together.
Start playing the drinking
game now.
Wow, here's a fun fact for listeners. Everybody in this room is drinking a pina colada.
Raise your glasses up.
Welcome to Planet Tolmac, the after party. Tolmac is Camelot backwards. Yeah. I believe that play awakens your life force, and everyone here is dedicated
to
keeping their inner child alive.
What the fuck is going on?
I'll tell you what the fuck is going on.
Come on, D, tell
me. This podcast does not take place on planet Earth.
No.
This is Planet Tolmac, a magical, mythological, made-up place in my head. And like Inception, you're all in my dream right now.
Nice.
What? Why? I'm inviting you, giving you permission to play, to get out of your heads
and into your heart.
Boom!
Boom!
Hey!
Hey! Like Fortnite, everyone here has an alter ego. I am Queen D. Morpheus, the Siren. I'm here to wake you from the matrix that are your fears. Mm. All the crap and limitations needlessly we put on ourselves and hold us back in our lives.
Oh, shit.
And when I sing, you're under my spell.
All the time.
You are.
I am WT Wizard, the Shapeshifter, and today I have a volcano illusion. Time traveling, mostly invisible, shark powered hoverboard.
Mythological. Bronies, Trekkers, Vernonites, Legend Trippers, GAC family, Potter Files, Jedis, and anyone who thinks Trump is a stupid dick are all welcome here.
We're all with you, D. That's Jack Ferry, our mythological tour guide here on Planet Tolmac. He takes us from one topic to the next.
He sure does.
And Jack Ferry has a sidekick who likes to greet us when we get here. Everybody, welcome.
Lola, the zombie bug fairy. My 13-year-old pug who died in 2015. She was here from the first podcast in 2010. Yes, that's how long we've been doing this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
She's forever immortalized here on Planet Tolmac. Mama loves you, sweet angel pie.
What the hell did you give my butt a cup?
I just gave him some candy and some chips and some pink popcorn and some buckets.
This horse!
That is a classic mystery clip. There's Jack Ferry. It's
time to
move on to the first topic. All right, everybody.
You ready?
Bring it down. The hushes.
One, two, three.
Horror movie remakes. We're so together. We're so now. Oh, I hear some zombies. It's a zombie apocalypse. I mean, why can't there just be cremation and there's no worry about the zombie apocalypse? Is it just me? Some people say no. I'm not an expert on zombies. I don't know.
If you're ashes, how are you coming back, right?
Right.
Battle's over.
Right, battle's over. Anyway, horror movie remakes. I used to be really closed to that.
Yeah.
I'm open to it now, which is why I'm even open to having a discussion like this. I was always against, you can't do classics.
Right.
But Rob Zombie changed my mind with Halloween. And
those were great, man.
So I made a list of some movies. Suspiria.
Okay.
Tell me. Like everybody in this room, we're all Argento fans. And, you know, the original is like 70s Italian, and it's really weird
really
and
creepy.
Off the wall, and that's the fabulous music to it.
Right.
And the witches, I'm sorry, spoiler, you know, the witches... look like crap, but it was an old movie,
and they're
doing campy. No, in the original, right?
Original, okay.
This remake of Suspiria, it's 2.5 hours. I really liked they were setting it up in another country,
okay.
The dance school. They had good actors. They
really were setting
the stage. So I'm like, all right, I'm open to this. I want to see what these guys, I appreciate where they're going.
I'll commit to 2 hours.
Crap, it went nowhere. Like, it didn't make any sense.
Okay.
I'm not going to explain it for people that actually want to see it.
For you, it didn't strike
I thought it was going to go somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it went wacky, and not in a good way. And then they showed the witches, and they were just as cheesy, if not more cheesy, than the 70s. It's like, this is 2019. What the fuck is going on? I'm used to Argento's creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the classic Halloween. You don't touch those.
Right.
Then Rob Zombie's remake, 1 and 2, he's brilliant. He just took it on a different level.
It's a different narrative that he took,
It's like a real psychopath who comes to town.
Right.
Makes them more humanized. And just Rob Zombie movies are so scary. He nailed it.
He's the
thumbs up from me.
He's not just a shape. He's like this demonic force that you know sees
it's all the
you
horror
and doesn't give a
yes,
shit.
That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's the,
yeah.
It could happen.
Right.
It could happen. He's not supernatural.
Yeah.
It, the remake, I was really close to it. Because the original's the original. Some things just need to stay, like The Exorcist. Never remake that. That's a mic drop, all right?
Right.
But it, Pennywise,
I was
really? Someone else but Tim Curry playing that? No, it doesn't happen. That because he was the whole thing.
Right.
Wow, they really did a great job.
They really did.
Another thumbs up from me for the remake, and I'm waiting for a part two. A two D's up.
Two D's
Poltergeist,
up,
another classic.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like what they did. They set it up. They had all the makings. They had good actors.
Yeah.
Just like Suspedia, but they updated it.
Right.
Paranormal side almost was like Ghost Adventures vibing, watching those kinds of shows.
A little more modern take on
they
the
nailed
ghost
it. They nailed it. Yeah. Prom Night, I mean, that's a classic because it's Jamie Lee Curtis, but like that was like a while ago, and it had nothing to do with the original story of Prom Night, which you haven't seen it, people. You need to, or you can't call yourself a horror movie fan. But the remake, it had nothing to do with anything except for a prom. So just call it something. Call it prom. That's it.
Kill the prom.
Right. Stepfather, original one and two.
You introduced me to that movie.
Yeah, I know.
Seen, I was like, that was
because I know my shit. That's why.
Like, who am I here? Oh,
Then it's like you.
Yeah.
What was in common except that it was a stepfather? It was a guy. You know, what was the point? If you're not bringing something to the table, you dishonor the franchise.
Right.
This is why I feel very strongly about this. We're having this discussion.
Yeah.
My Bloody Valentine, again, if you're horror fans, you know why I'm bringing this movie up.
Yeah.
I think it was just an excuse to do full frontal nudity. That's it. That's
titties
all.
Out.
That's full frontal in your birthday suit. Happy birthday to me. This is just coming to me right now in the moment.
Right.
Maybe they should remake that. And I love that movie.
Right.
Was it Melissa Sue Anderson? I mean, the chick from Little House on the Prairie? No, but it's a great 80s horror flick.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm open to that. If anyone's listening, that's a director.
It's okay to take these ideas and
roll
with it.
I would be open to a Rose Red remake.
I think that'd be great.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me know what you guys think.
Yeah.
Hell Night, another one of my favorites with Linda Blair in Garth Manor. Would you spend the night?
No.
I think not, my friend.
Even.
But I want to see it remade.
Okay.
And it would be good if they put Linda Blair in one of those roles in that movie. When they do shit like that, it makes me happy to be a horror movie fan.
They just show up and wave, hey, I'm Linda.
Amityville Horror. The only good thing in that movie is Ryan Reynolds without his shirt on. That's it. They didn't even get the house right.
Right.
It was a different house. How hard
that's
is
problem.
It? That's really getting it wrong.
The eyes of the house. I mean,
right.
That's the
whole
heart
what is
soul
the
house.
Fucking point?
Right.
That's why I mean, some
I
movies
agree.
You should leave alone.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get into a bidding war with Francis Davis because, you know, even if Kit Ramsey's interested, you know, we might not want Kit Ramsey. Hey, Jerry, how are you? Bobby Bowfinger, Bowfinger Films. We worked together on that thing, you know, a couple of years ago.
What thing?
The famous movie.
Would that be a full of shit statement?
Yes, it would be. That's part of our theme today.
Our comedy movie today.
Comedy movie today, Bowfinger.
Jack Ferry, next topic.
Okay.
These are our ghost adventures. There are things in this world that we will never
fully understand. We want answers. We're going to the Mineral Springs Hotel.
We are in the most haunted small town in America. This building behind me is the most haunted building in the most haunted small town in America. And that says a lot. Multi layers of basements with swimming pools in them. It is those underground areas that we will be targeting because of the possessions, attacks that have occured down there. This
not
is not a building, this is a beast.
The devil lives there. And the EVPs are amazing in this investigation.
We're inside the old Mineral Springs Hotel right now. This building is massive, 100, 150,000 square feet. Massive underground basement area, multi-levels. That is where the true darkness is, that has attacked people, has even possessed people. This is the most haunted building in Alton.
And his name is William.
Sounds so undaunting. William.
Sure, I'm your friend.
Hey,
after
William.
Interviewing a few people, they head downstairs.
Right, down to the whole pool
down,
area.
Down.
The first one where the kid died in the pool. That's the first place they start
in 1918.
Off.
And this is Dave.
Hey, Zach.
Hi,
so
Dave.
When you go into the underground here,
mm-hmm.
do you feel differently?
Every time.
Every time?
Every time.
They're here in this pool. There's not a doubt about it, and in the rooms surrounding the pool particularly.
Very creepy. They go inside the pool.
A lot of shit happens in the pool throughout the whole episode.
And they hear a female scream.
From a certain area above the pool.
This, like, dark, like, doorway area.
Right, and that's where these,
it gets darker.
That's
all I can keep saying. It's dark and darker and darker, like Dante's Peak. They just keep getting lower.
I've been to a lot of places, every place that you can think of.
It's true.
But this place here is really, it's really uncomfortable. I don't like being in here. Hey, Dave, can we go into the dark, dark room?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Gangster!
Can we just go into much worse place? Just up there.
Which is where they heard the scream come from, so that's where they went. Dave says that they always hear noises coming from that area, like right. out the windows, like there's some crazy shit going on.
And that's where they're going.
I think his name is William.
No,
I don't
not.
Believe it's anyone who died in this building. I think William is a spirit that was brought here over time during seance activity.
Oh, I can't believe they do seances in a place like that. The devil truly lives there.
I mean, I know when you used to do the Ouija, you had certain closing out methods. And Dave was talking about how...
You got to close it out.
Yeah, the William wasn't there. Maybe they can close it
the
out.
The entity
right.
is named William. And Zach says, bullshit. Demons use human names all the time.
Right.
Like, remember Goatman's Bridge, Steve? How could you be afraid of a demon named Steve?
Steve, it's just Steve.
So Dakota and Zach go back out to the pool.
Zach goes down in the pool. Dakota stays up on the edge of the pool. And Zach starts asking questions about who's there, what's going on. And then Dakota hears a huge footstep
behind they both
him.
Heard it. That's right. how loud it was, like a big footstep.
But
and
Dakota
where is
was
it?
The one who got jumped.
Yeah, but where was it? It was
coming
in the dark
the
area, in the
right.
dark, dark, darkness.
So keep doing what you did. Do it while we're here looking at you. Do it.
Very, very soon, I will come to regret this provocation.
My crew opened ourselves up to you.
Oh, no. Immediately, the two of them feel dizzy and weird, and Dakota's like, somebody pulled on my shirt, and then all of a sudden, he's drenched in
right.
sweat. He's like I took
he's
a
attached.
Sauna. Yeah.
He's, been
he's
attached.
Not feeling so good. He goes upstairs, gets some air, he's sitting down outside, and he's really fucked up.
I haven't heard Zach provocate like that in a long time.
Ah, come on.
He used to do it early on.
Yeah.
Dave informs me that his wife, Donna, does spiritual cleansings and that she needs to attend to Dakota immediately to detach this negative energy from him.
It was scary watching Dakota open his eyes and look at the Donna. Look at the Donna. Look at Donna. And she's
a nice
like,
little kid.
Don't you look at me that way, because she knew what she was dealing with.
Yeah, yeah.
The unclean spirit does not want to leave. That's pretty clear. Three floors down in the sub-basement, was it Aaron, Billy... Dave and a Chris.
And a Chris,
what's
yeah, yeah.
With me today.
Yeah. Chris was an extra paranormal investigator from the area that joined them because he had some expertise down there.
Yeah. And the whole time they were down there, it was like three or four rocks were thrown at them.
Right.
And the two guys were like, we've been down here with like tons of people so many times, and this shit has never happened. You know why? Because they've never been with Ghost Adventures.
Boom.
Let the lockdown begin.
We start our investigation off by heading down to the first level basement, where a young man named Clarence Blair drowned in this massive pool in 1918, and where something very evil currently resides.
Aaron says, come out to play. What is he, nut? They are nuts. Come out to play. And hears a woman moan from the doorway of the scary, dark,
the scary
dark place. That's
scary,
what, the
place.
Scary dark place. That's, yeah. That's the name of it now. The scary, dark, dark place.
I begin feeling really amped up in the same exact spot where Dakota had his own very negative experience.
And Aaron starts feeling aggressive on the way towards the pool to do some spirit box inside the pool, and he got an EVP help.
People keep going in the pool. They're drawn to go in that
That's
fucking
the,
pool.
You know the guy that drowned in 1918 was taking swimming lessons?
That's
fucked up, and like nobody noticed that he was dead, drowned on the bottom?
Aaron has just received an incredibly disturbing message while standing in the pool where a young man once died.
Zach, you just walked in the room and it said demon.
Boom. Now I know they're coming.
Heavenly God, Heavenly God.
Heavenly God, Heavenly Father, Heavenly God.
Don't do it again.
And when Zach and Billy entered the pool area,
Yavilis then joined in and said, company.
That's crazy. Got company.
Got company.
Way too intelligent what was going on there.
As I make my way inside of the pool, I begin having a telltale sign of whenever I'm in the company of a demon.
Zach knows that when a demon comes around, his entire spine starts to tingle.
That's his tell.
That's terrifying, but also pretty helpful for him.
Aaron and Jay go up to the old hotel section.
And it's not even developed up there. It's all just
open
framing. Yeah,
it's total Blair Witch.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were two suicides up there. A dude, he shot himself, and Pearl, a woman, with pills.
That's sad.
Find flowers on the floor in one of the rooms, which is believed that Pearl killed herself. And Aaron asks, who are the flowers for with the spirit box?
Of course it says Pearl.
Flowers. No, it says flowers for Pearl.
Of course.
Hey, tell me why you're here.
Unholy.
Oh my God, you're unholy.
Talking EVP device at unholy.
That wasn't the best answer.
Zach starts getting angry and he's like, how many of you are around here right now? And said 60. See ya.
Does 60 qualify as Legion? Is that what Legion is?
I think so.
Okay.
We have no idea that several floors above us, Aaron and Jay are having a similar encounter. As Jay is pinned up against this wall, he begins having chest pains while Aaron tries to make contact with the spirit box.
Like the chain of events, Jay gets three scratches from his neck all the way down to his chest. Huge. His heart is hurting. He's sweating.
There's a lot of sweating going on here from attachments in this place.
They hear a growl. Aaron gets two EVPs that are so relevant to what's happening to Jay. It says, got him. And then it says, his neck. Get the fuck out of here.
After we receive a message telling us that all of the energy fueling the activity at this hotel is coming from this old well, I decide to stand in the center of it.
All right, the talking EVP response is ground. That's crazy. They walk over to it, and it says,
well.
Hi.
Hello.
And then Zach says, what do you want to do to me? And it says, push. A huge rock gets thrown at them. They run out, and they're like, there's no shame in our game, okay? Like, because it's scary.
They head back upstairs now to regroup. To regroup with everybody, because it's going crazy on the top level and the bottom level.
It's funny, because they're all like, dude, you don't even know what happened. Like, no, dude, you don't know. No, like, dude, you don't know what happened. It scratches, EVPs, rocks, growls. So Jay stays upstairs, because he's all fucked up.
Smart.
The three of them go back down to the deep, deep, sub-dark level and use the pilfer
device
in the middle of the well.
And just as I set it down there, the talking EVP device just said well.
Begin.
Oh, it says begin! It says begin!
It's literally watching them work down
there. It's too scary. That's how intelligent it was. So you know it's demons. Then it says killed and bishop.
Who or what is telling us it killed a bishop? This must be a message from the unholy entity we encountered earlier.
They heard a growl coming from underneath the well.
Just to wrap it up.
That's the hole to go to the demons.
Yeah.
To the devil. Yeah, the EVPs were just off the charts in this one.
Definitely.
And Jay got his ass kicked, and poor Dakota. I hope he's okay. This was a great lockdown.
It was direct communication in real time. It was amazing.
Zach, please. Take us out.
During our investigation here at the Mineral Springs Hotel, the biggest and most prominent occurrence that we experienced was the extreme contrast in going from a peaceful human spirit communication to a very dark and negative interaction.
Demons.
So we conclude that there are several human spirits still at this hotel, but they may be trapped here by this powerful entity known as William.
Oh, William, my ass.
That's a demon.
That's what was sad, is they would get a spirit talking and then immediately a demon would come and kick it out of the way.
Right.
So people are trapped there. But the lockdowns are getting scarier and scarier, like that's even possible. New season, February 23rd.
Yeah.
We're all dying.
Right on. GAC.
It's $25, right?
A check?
I have ID.
I'm sorry, maybe a less solid movie company could take a check, but we can only take cash.
I have cash, but just not on me, and the banks aren't open.
There's the door.
That's from our comedy movie, Bowfinger.
Evolution, revolution, free your mind. Yeah, baby. This song goes out to everybody who needs their bell rung. I haven't had my bell rung in a really long time. I mean, like rung. You know what I'm talking about?
Two fists just running.
What?
Welcome. What? Welcome to Evolution Revolution.
Entrance.
Free your mind.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Come one, come all to King Arthur's Round Table here on Planet Tolmac. Tolmac is Camelot backwards.
That's right.
We come together as equals, get real, and I speak my truth. Hashtag live your truth.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
And the first stop is always stop cyberbullying while empowering yourself to block and ignore bullies.
Explain it, Dee.
This is a subject, a topic that is near and dear to my heart.
Why we stop
if you're
every time.
Feeling harassed online, empower yourself with the gift of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
I say it all the time. Right. Self-control will help build your self-esteem mm-hmm. and help make you feel empowered.
Mm.
Sounds simple? Not so simple. Stay with me.
Easy, but not hard.
Ignoring negative people takes self-control, and it doesn't come naturally. It takes lots of practice. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know to ignore, truly ignore, malignant people.
Mm.
That means you don't check to see if the bullies are talking shit about you, because why? They are.
They
have no life. Cyberbullies, they want attention.
Mm.
Don't give it to them. That's all they want. Take away their power, because if there's no audience, interns, there's no show.
Boom!
Boom! They're performing for nobody and nothing, because they got nothing, because they're losers. If you feel the need to address a situation online, then do it.
Okay.
Hit it, quit it, be done. I always say that because the more you talk about them or the drama that they've created
mm-hmm.
online, you're
mm-hmm.
giving them more attention.
Right.
Talk to your friends privately in a DM for emotional support
mm-hmm.
so they can remind you that you are a special person and you don't need this caca. And if you and your friends know the bully, you have the bully in common, tell
right.
your friends you don't want to hear if the bully's talking about them.
Right, don't report
you need
in.
It off your radar, and
yeah.
a real friend will understand and respect that.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't and they keep the drama going, guess what? They're not your friend.
Right, they're kind of part of it.
All right, back to self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring negative people. Practice. Like, if you get an email or a voicemail from someone that you don't want to hear from, don't listen to it.
Okay.
Delete it. Nobody does that. You'll listen to it. Fuck, why didn't I listen? Okay, I see it here. Let me read the whole thing. If I start to read something, I'm like, no, fuck this shit. I don't read it at all. I know everybody doesn't do that, okay? You have to listen to me.
Okay.
It takes practice, self-control. It took me a long time to master ignoring demons. The more peaceful your life will become, the more empowered you become
mm-hmm.
when you ignore assholes. Don't let a cyber bully hold you emotionally hostage. Empower yourself with the gift of self-control and move on with your life, because guess what? A bully will move on and talk about somebody else.
And you're free.
Hashtag stop cyberbully.
Did you know Tom Cruise had no idea he was in that vampire movie until 2 years later?
What?
Do you think you can keep it together?
Oh, shit.
Yes, I can keep it together.
I'm
keeping it together. I'm K-I-T. Keep it together. I'm keeping it together right now. Keep it together. I'm keeping it together.
Don't I look together?
No.
That's from our comedy movie today.
Bowfinger.
Keep it together.
Okay.
Can you keep it together,
Dee? Okay. Anxiety.
And
what I'm doing about it.
Yes.
I'm on the journey to always be evolving as a person. I decided to be a happier person.
Okay.
The days
you are happy.
I mean, there's some fucking days I'm miserable bastard. You're so negative.
But you still look good, though.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I want to be half full.
Okay.
Like a lot of people, I'm my own worst enemy. I think of what I didn't do.
Right. Instead
not
of what
I did
accomplish.
Do. I feel
sure.
upset about what I didn't accomplish or the goal at the end of the day instead of being satisfied. That's
right.
The key I'm finding out. Satisfied with what I did accomplish.
Even though you're going somewhere.
Doing your best and being okay with that. Why
right.
is that so hard? It's fucking hard.
Yeah, it is.
Keep it together. Keep it together.
That's our theme today. Bowfinger.
You can go to therapy.
Yeah.
Take medication. It all
right.
has its place. I do both.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is different on the road to self-discovery.
That's
happiness
cool.
and mental health. Yo. Change my destructive ways. Don't beat
ways.
Myself up. Don't beat
right.
myself up, period. Don't beat myself up about shit that I can't even control, and learn to feel satisfied. this half-full jury journal.
What?
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 You know, I've come to understand that meditation is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's good for your soul and mind.
It's not
to
easy.
Get quiet, to get still, to stop negative pattern momentum and change the dynamic in my narrative in life, in the world, you know? Like,
what?
Who I am I? What am I going to be? Who do I want to be?
What?
Right.
What? Going to bed feeling happy or satisfied. Waking up,
yeah.
Not feeling negative. Do you know how many years I wake up and I feel mad or anxious about shit that's not even relevant? Like 15 years ago, like, damn,
right.
I should have punched a kid in the kindergarten right in the gut. You know, like,
I need to
crazy
make up for
shit.
It now.
Like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
is it about? And I'm finding out that a lot of people are like that.
Right.
You have to stop the momentum. This is
sure.
what I'm finding out. And meditation is a big part of it. And I've never considered myself a meditation kind of person because
right, right.
there's always so much going on in this brain
right.
that you have to get still.
Right,
I have
right.
therapy. I have medication.
Right.
Wellbutrin, hello. And no, they're not a sponsor. I truly believe laughter is medicine. I laugh every day. But everybody
nice.
Thinks, oh, you're this really positive. I mean, I am positive, but, you know, it's because I was miserable. Who
right.
wants to be miserable every day? There are things that you can do. One thing that I have realized on this self-discovery journey,
yeah,
what's
what?
Important when you start it,
what?
You have to decide that you want to be accountable.
For what?
Just accountable in life.
Okay.
For what you do.
Right.
What you don't do. Oh, I'm not doing this because of, really? Are you being accountable? That you're not bringing all your shit to the table, or perhaps shit you have brought to the table that
right,
you
right.
shouldn't have.
Sure, of course.
What? This is my journey. It's
right.
like you're reading my journal.
Right.
This is what today was like. This was what yesterday was like. This is what I found out what worked for me. This really, because I have felt the difference when you shift your momentum and the vibration of your energy
yeah.
and you stop living that tired-ass narrative that your family gave to you
right.
that's not even who you are as a person.
Right, sure.
Wake up, you're in the Matrix. Damn it.
Do you have to blog or vlog your journey on this? I think the fans
that's
and
new territory for me. I have not done that, but I will think about it.
Listeners, if you're interested in having Dee vlog or blog about this, reach out to Domenico at DomenicoArtist.com. You can also DM her on Instagram anytime and just let us know. I mean, this
yeah.
is a new thing for Dee, but
yeah.
I think you're game for it, man.
Okay.
This is Glam Dream
Pop.
Glam Dream Pop is a music genre I made up to describe my music.
Perfect.
This is my song, Remember, and I would really like you to go and download it at DomenicoArtist.com and then share it and then ask your friends to do the same.
It's
I wrote
on,
it,
on,
I arranged it, I sang the leads, I sang the vocals, I wrote the music parts.
You did everything.
I played the synth. The only thing I didn't do is swallow. Just kidding, guys. I swallow. I got two new songs coming out this year, so stay tuned.
You ready,
it's
guys?
It's time for some shout-outs.
Uh-huh.
Planet Tomac family member Jen. Her Insta account is at Jennifer Meow.
That's JennifRRRRRR.
Six R's. Her Planetomac alter ego is goddess of the spiritual world.
Yeah.
She's a professional model and my friend and fellow empath.
Yeah.
And DM her if you would like to hire her for print or promotional jobs or just like her pictures.
Just say hi.
Lydia Rodriguez. Her Insta account is at Miss Lydia Rodriguez.
That's MSLYDIARODRIGUEZ.
Yes.
Lydia
She's
Rodriguez.
A freelance makeup artist from San Francisco.
San Fran.
That is her Insta account. She also has another account, which is at Modeling Brands.
Where she gives love to models and people in the modeling industry, big and up and coming. She just shows a lot of love, which
she
is cool.
She gives them shout outs. She's also a fellow empath. See, we empaths, we tend to flock together.
Right, right.
My charities, ASPCA New York City, StJude.org, StandUpToCancer.org, WoundedWarriorProject.org. It's about the warrior, not
the
war. At It Gets Better. That's for LGBTQ youths for support.
Mm-hmm.
Also support the women's movement, and the hashtag is WeTogether. That's TOOGether. Also, searchdogfoundation.org.
We are ELE Media,
New York City.
Everybody love everybody.
Everybody love everybody.
This is the home base for the empathic mythological siren called Domenico.
Bing, bang, boom.
She's a singer, songwriter, producer, and she offers everyone love, acceptance, and self-empowerment.
And I'm really super nice. Very approachable.
She's also the creator producer and host of this very podcast you're listening to.
Yeah.
And I was going back and revisiting some older episodes and
the episodes.
The creative journey was a lot of fun. I mean, the podcast has grown from a little idea to this completely off the rails, but totally on-brand show that you do.
It's cohesive.
It's just a little glimpse into your world and your mind.
Well, thank you so much.
It's just a day in the life of
me.
Everything online is under Dominic Warsh. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. The music is available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, and SoundCloud, just
Napster.
To name a few. Napster.
WT, I want to ask you something. How can the listeners support me, an independent artist, today in the music industry world where everything's ruled by the majors? There's so much noise. How do I break through if I'm not on a movie soundtrack or on a singing show?
We use the buddy system.
Need somebody watching your back at all times.
So share the music. Share the podcast with at least one friend. And please ask them to do the same.
Inserts
the buddy system. And the currency is retweet, shares, and downloads. Like, share, follow, subscribe to my YouTube channel at Dominico Artist. Everything online is one word. Dominico Artist.
It's a picture of my dick. And look, I shaved my pubic hair to look like a 19th century handlebar mustache. I would tweet it to Shana. Cam, don't do that. Too late. I CC'd you. I won't see it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Dee, why did Cam Brady stop by?
Because this is Chapter 5, Look Alive, the show! And any Will Ferrell movie character can stop by anytime!
Toot!
There's the Inception train telling us to get ready to get bit for the kick. Do we get comfortable?
We're going
to
get kicked off.
Tell us to get ready for the kick to be kicked off of Planet Tomac, but first... Hey, it's time to drink again. Get drunk, my friend. It's a Chasing a Medical Podcast drinking game.
Yahtzee!
The interns made up the rules. Everything is one drink. Go!
When you hear us do a quote from our movie theme of today, which is Bowfinger, when you hear Domenico say fucking fucker, motherfucker, anything F-word related, just D. When you hear us say Evolution Revolution, Free Your Mind. When you hear us say Mystery Clip. When you hear us transfer the Tomac, which sounds like...
Drink.
Anytime Domenico says what, could be multiples, any what's, anytime you hear Domenico laugh snort.
The golden rule, you cannot say drink, drank, or drunk, or you must drink a shot. The Planet Tomac rule, you must play as your party alter ego.
That's right, man.
So if you're playing as...
I'm Sir Funnelass today.
And I call you WT.
Yeah.
I gotta take a shot.
A shot of something horrible.
Yes, have fun, drink responsibly, call the car services or the Uber, walk in pairs, because you must be safe.
There's serial killers out there.
Because you ain't gonna make it.
Switzerland. I love Switzerland. It is one of my favorite countries. I love your army knives with the toothpicks. And your cheese. Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes?
That's a mystery clip.
There's Jack Ferry. He says, it is now time to depart from Planet Tomac, the after-after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the after-after-after party is at DominicoArtist.com, so bookmark it.
With all my imagination, so I suppose they didn't put a computer chip in LaToya Jackson's brain. She just act like that, huh? And I suppose Teddy Kennedy ain't 116th black, huh?
Teddy Kennedy?
He's not like the other Kennedy. Look at him, he's different.
He's different.
That's from our comedy movie today.
Oh, my God.
Bowfinger.
When we celebrate a comedy movie, we also celebrate some of the soundtrack, baby. Yes, we do. Oh, so please do enjoy some of the theme music from Bowfinger.
Happy premise number one.
Oh.
There are no aliens.
Happy premise number two.
What's this one?
Happy premise number two. There is no giant foot trying to squash me.
Happy premise number three.
The best one.
Happy premise number three. Even though I feel like I might ignite.
I probably won't.
What do these crazy people who speak to you and make no sense say?
They talk about things I never heard of. They talk about people I don't even know. Somebody named Cynthia, somebody named
Crazy, and
aliens and sex and umbrellas.
Keep it together.
Tough guys like you. Don't get far in this world, mister.
Mister. 55.
want to inhale my gonads. My gonads.
Of the Jason Domenico podcast.
What they do is they come down and shake your hands. The aliens pretend to shake your hands, but they're not. They inhale your gonads and take them back to their world for special research.
Holy shit. You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly...
God damn it! What the fuck did you put in this bird seed?
Fuck, that's horrible and funny at all.
Don't just have a great night.
Interns,
have an American night.
A donut. Gotcha, suckers.
You say, I enjoy meeting you, Cliff. Then you push the guy right over the cliff.
That's too much for the audience to have to think about. They have to know that the guy's name is Cliff, and that he's on a cliff, and that a cliff and a cliff is the same. It's too cerebral. We're trying to make a movie here, not a film.